Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday version of the program. It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock, and we are sans Conley today. So we will try and do this as a as professionally as we possibly can without the guiding force of Chris Conley with us. Show could go off the rails at any moment. So if you want to be a part of it, here's what happens when Chris is away. I open up the phone lines. You can call the show at any time for any reason, any way, shape, form, or fashion, 715-845-2155.
You know, he's just driving to Madison, so he'll be listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just paid him a compliment. Okay. I said the show doesn't work without him.
I see.
You know? So I what?
And now you're all going to do whatever you want now that he's gone, too. You also said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So yesterday afternoon, I get a phone call from my mother-in-law, who has been watching the news. Now, my mother-in-law is in Florida.
Right.
And she's been watching the news. And the news around, if you've watched the national news about the weather, they are making it sound like the North, the entire segment of the North from Minnesota east is just getting deluged with snow and Arctic wind, and we're all going to freeze to death in our cars. I mean, we're just going to die at any second.
Well, that may happen if your car breaks down on the highway in the winter somewhere and your cell phone doesn't have a battery.
Well, we're smart enough to have survival kits if you're out, you know, driving around more than 10 or 15 minutes away from the city.
Raise your hand right now if you're listening, if you have a survival kit in your trunk. I would imagine that the majority of the people do not.
Well, if you don't have a survival kit, then, you know, natural selection is going to take its place. And we're going to skim you out of the gene pool.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, the point is she calls me and is very concerned about our weather. It's like, oh, my gosh, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, we're fine. I mean, it's cold. It's, what, you know, 3 degrees today. But, yeah, we're good. Why? Well, I heard that there was a lot of snow coming. And I'm like, no, that was last week. We got hit pretty good. But, no. So last night I paid very close attention to the National Weather Service's news about, you know, the weather.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. They were talking about this huge snowstorm that's hitting the Northeast last night and will peter out today.
Right.
And they're going, Al Roker is outside, and all the reporters are outside, and oh, my God, it's snowing, and it's going to be. And, yes, it was a heck of a snowstorm that they were in, and they were talking about, we're going to get maybe 6 inches to a foot of snow overnight, and temperatures are going to drop to zero.
Yeah, well, see, they're not used to that.
And I'm looking at my, I'm just watching, I'm going, have I become so hardened, have I become so Wisconsinited that I looked at my...
Wisconsinited, is that a word?
It is now.
Okay.
And I looked at, I said, are these people wimps or what? I said, what's the deal? Ooh, zero. Ooh, two below. They're going to have a high today of 10. You know?
Yeah, well, they're not used to that. And they don't have the, you know, material to... To remove the snow.
Yes, they do. They've got road graders and stuff that are going to go. I just found it really funny. I found it humorous. Oh, we're all going to. And for us here, it's like, yeah, we call that Wednesday. Yeah. have you seen how much snow is in your front yard? Yeah. I mean, we've gotten. How much snow is in your front yard? How much do you have accumulated?
I don't know, a lot, because you know, you snow blow the snow from the driveway, and I've been pulling snow off the roof, and
you what?
You have to pull snow off the roof, otherwise it builds up, and you get these ice dams. Haven't you listened to some of the infomercials you do in the morning?
No, I just
You get ice dams on the edge of the shingles, and it can cause leaking in your roof. So you got to pull the snow down off.
No, I'm not pulling any snow off my roof.
Okay, well you're just you don't own, so you don't care.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say I don't care. Is it okay? So, is it bad to have icicles that are like this big?
Yeah.
That go all the way from the roof practically to the ground at this point?
Yeah, and you see the big chunk of ice built up on the edge of your roof. That's about that's about 8 inches thick.
Yeah,
that's not good.
That's not good.
No,
you're saying that's bad.
That's bad.
So I shouldn't have snow at least 2 feet deep accumulated on my roof of my house.
You either need to get a long pole. You can go to Fleet or somewhere and get these long metal poles to pull the snow off, or even better for you, you need to call the landlord. No, you need to get up on the roof with a shovel and shovel the roof off.
No, here's the way it's going to happen. I call the landlord and say, you know, this beautiful home that we're renting It's about to be crushed under the weight of the Arctic accumulation.
The polar vortex.
You may want to come over here and do something about this while I sit in the living room sipping hot coffee and watch.
I prefer my version with you climbing up on the roof.
You know, I almost came over to your house to help you pull stuff off your roof.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody. They said, I dare you to do it. I thought,
You dare me to come over? He dared you to come over to my house and help pull snow off the roof?
Dared me to come over to your place and help pull snow off the roof. Uh-huh. And I thought, you know, I could do that. I slip a little bit, fake an injury, sue you and your homeowner's insurance, and I'm set for life.
Well, that would be the American way.
Well, that's the liberal way.
Oh,
that's
will you stop it? It's not just the liberal way.
That's the
you think every scam artist and con artist in the world is a liberal?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
You ever hear of Bernie Madoff?
Nah, he was a liberal.
Oh, he was. Huh?
Absolutely, okay. He was a liberal. So was this recent governor that just got by. What is Senator Governor?
No, ex-governor of Virginia, McDonnell, yeah.
I listened to all the things that happened to him, all the loans, the watches, the trips, the shopping. Oh, we paid it all back. I don't care that you paid it all back. You shouldn't have been doing it in the first place, you dirtbag. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. It is cold. It is an interesting day, and we have put together a little montage of information. How cold it is, just for you.
It's so cold.
Early this morning, O'Hare International canceled about 5% of flights.
Hey, look, you guys, it's snowing.
The cold air is in place. The wind makes it feel like 15 below.
It's all causing major flight delays and cancellations.
Just hanging, chilling, a little bit illin'.
There is ice under that snow.
It is so cold, Charlie Sheen was thankful for the burning and the itching.
We just reported 10 inches of snow. It's yet another polar vortex. Are you ready for that?
The cold has now spread to my special place.
And I challenge you to a snowball fight.
Quite a coating of ice all over this car that was left out overnight.
Some parts could see up to a quarter of an inch of ice.
Why don't you go on outside and make snow angels?